Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We are right in the middle of Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost, and some pretty extraordinary things are happening. Peter and the disciples are speaking in languages that they had never spoken in before, and each people group were hearing them in their native tongue. It must have been an amazing event to experience. But some people weren't that impressed. In fact, they thought Peter and his gang had been sipping the sauce. And so Peter stands in front of the crowd to clear up the misconceptions. Some folks were in awe, some arrogant, and some were about to get really angry because Peter sticks his bony finger in their faces and says, "You crucified and killed Jesus of Nazareth." But the reason he is so bold is because of what he speaks of next. Acts chapter 2, verses 23 and 24. "Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it." So why was Peter so bold? It was the resurrection of Jesus as an undeniable historical event with incredible eternal spiritual effect that allowed Peter to speak with such confidence. Peter even says in verse 29 that he is speaking confidently because he had witnessed the resurrected Christ. And Peter never gets over the resurrection. The death and resurrection is the main theme of every one of his sermons in the book of Acts. So what's so crucial about the resurrection? It's on the cross that Jesus receives the punishment of the believer's sin, and the condemnation of sin is removed from the believer. And it is the resurrection of Jesus that brings new life, that frees us from the power of sin in our everyday lives. Sin's power is that it kills and destroys and brings death, both physically and spiritually. But Jesus became like us, it tells us in Hebrews chapter 2, even dying a physical death like we will, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil. And the only way he could destroy death was by not remaining dead. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 56 says, "The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And this is all said within the context of the resurrection. Christ is victorious over death because God raised him from the dead. The cross of Jesus removes the punishment of our sin, and the resurrection life of Jesus in the believer removes the power of sin in our lives. Sin no longer has the chokehold on believers unless we give it power. Oh, how Satan cringed on that resurrection day. He thought he had won. He thought he had placed the Son of God in a grave forever, never more to get in his way of destroying lives. The only hope for mankind removed from the earth. But oh, the glories that resurrection morning when the heart of Christ took its first beat and the blood started pumping through his veins and coursing to all parts of his body and his eyes opened up. Satan must have fled away in fear, knowing himself that sin's punishment had been paid and now his power of death had been destroyed by the power of Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Saint of God, do you struggle with accusations of past sin? Do the sins of your past, before you were saved, and even after you were saved, do they haunt you still? Does Satan still throw them in your face? Do they paralyze you? Do they render you inactive and make you feel unworthy? Look to the cross and the resurrection. The wages of sin have been paid in full by Jesus, and their power to hold you down has been broken by the resurrection of Christ. But Satan would have no greater joy than to try and convince you that you are still bound. Don't believe him. Look to the cross and believe and walk in the truths of the gospel. This amazing truth is captured in the old hymn, "Before the Throne of God Above." It says this, "When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there who made an end of all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me." When you pray today, Rejoice over the cross and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Express words of gratefulness for the forgiveness that was obtained for you. Worship the Lord for the new life granted to you. And pray for John and Luella Page and their daughter, Gracia, as they minister in Cambodia. Pray also for the Alango broadcast in the Philippines.